My first day here was Phil and Cassie, me vetting them. They asked my daughter if I would help them. My daughter said I would probably say no. I wouldn't help them. I always say no to start with. I'm really careful about that. In a 3-hour discussion, I was convinced to say yes. We left that day and my wife and I went to Sun Mountain, sat on the patio, and looked over this valley. I knew that I had made the right decision to say yes. So what you see before you is my poor artistic attempt for the vision I had the first day I walked this site. We've all driven by this place for years and years and years, and I knew what it was. I picked up a beer can. It said Rainier on it. I picked up another beer can. I picked up a horseshoe, then another horseshoe, and then another horseshoe. I sat down there about halfway down this park. In the crotch of a large cottonwood, there's a bear repository of the berries and the fruit within the city of Winthrop. It's a little bear's potty place. I came back subsequently. I found a little round eye rock. I then called Kathy, told her I needed a board from the site. So she furnished that. On another trip, I found a little black heart rock. That's here as well. I found a multicolored circle rock. Circle of life for that salmon. We as Indian people speak of a circle of life for us. This fish, this salmon we are honoring today, has a circle of life. That circle rock is in the middle of that circle, on the side of this fish. When I spoke at the Headwater celebration, a 4-year-old boy from this valley had helped his dad tan a salmon skin. It's like leather. I'm going to try not to cry right now. That discussion made a 4-year-old boy want to give me the salmon skin that he and his dad had prepared. This circle rock in that circle is part of that salmon skin, given to me by that 4-year-old boy. So we took an old corral site and created a park. And I use the word creation not lightly, because I know it embarrasses Phil and Kathy, but it's the actual truth. I've been praying at the site for over 2 months. I've been here somewhere around 10 times over the past 2 months, various times of the day, running into people working here, watching people work, watching Rob convince kids that it's fun to dig holes in the dirt with rocks. Rob's like the Pied Piper. Oh, this is fun. Oh, look at this, another rock. Let's take that one out. Holy cow, I'm glad I wasn't building a fence. One day I pulled up here on my motorcycle. Owen was in the large willow tree to our right, trying not to drop tree limbs on people. He crawled out of his tree, trying to keep me safe. I told Owen I was here to pray and to study this site. Owen and I had a spiritual discussion that lasted about an hour. We interrupted his work, but we talked about his work and the work that he was doing that day. So this fish is my poor artistic attempt, with my son's help, as a gift for you two, because this site has been transformed. Phil alluded to that in the fact that the Met House have been here for thousands of years. It was a whole ecosystem of things, not just the water. It's not just the salmon. It's not just the plants. It's not the roots. It's not just the berries. It's not just the animals. It's just the spiritual places in this valley, this one big stew of an ecosystem. You're part of that ecosystem. You live here. You eat the vegetables, you come here, you're that dirt, it's inside you. Mother Earth, You hear people talking about that. It's inside you. This water, the air, it's all collectively one big homogeneous thing. It's all interrelated. We're here to honor these salmon, but it just gives us one opportunity to think about how we all are interconnected, how this whole thing is interconnected. I did a prayer this morning, and people were nervous because there were white people and Indian people at the same prayer. I came with the concept of talking about one of the cousins from the Okanagan in Canada. The Indian prayers are simple. The teachings are simple. They apply to all people, not just Indian people. The things that are going to help us change and protect this land, this world, our society, they mean the same thing to all of us, quite frankly. We can embrace those things. We need to approach those things. I think Phil and Kathy are tired of me talking about a good heart today. But we need to approach that with a good heart. We tried to do that this morning with a prayer. So that good heart, I want you to have today. It's inside you to have that good heart. I want you to envision that good heart collectively. With all of you in this space, so you might be able to go forward with a good heart. Because life's not easy. There are negative parts in life. There are hard parts of life. And the hard parts still require solutions. And those solutions, hopefully, were going to come from a good heart. I want you to have that good heart today. I want you to drive by here, look at this place as you go by. You're not always going to have time to stop. You're going to be busy. I want you to look at this place and say, it gives me a good heart. At times, you're going to have time to stop, come sit on a rock, or some bear pooped in a tree, and have a good heart. And hopefully, you'll have friends and relatives. I want to bring them here so they can share in your good heart. I spoke at my mentor's daughter's funeral. My spiritual mentor, the man that taught me about Indian spiritualism. I approached a good chunk of my life with a negative, bad heart. As we spent a day in council, he convinced me that the energy that I spent learning, proving that my bad heart was correct, that I'd wasted a whole bunch of my time in life. I could have done something for somebody else much greater than myself. So it was an Indian teaching from the old medicine man, my mentor, I want to leave you with today. At the end of that session, many sessions with this man were incredibly powerful. He told me to stop and think. Life is a journey ahead of you. Subtitled, don't keep packing the negative parts of your past. Get over it. The next part is approach that journey with a good heart. It's that simple. Life's journey is ahead of you. Approach it with a good heart. I want you to think about that. I want you to practice that. Thank you. I can't tell you how humble I am to see all you people here, that Phil and Kathy asked me to help with this project, and that you people all helped to make this dream come true. So thank you, Phil and Kathy.